A systematic no-cool diagnostic walkthrough, a repeatable order of operations for a no-cool call. Confirm the complaint. Follow the call for cool from thermostat to contactor. Then split power from refrigerant problem so you stop guessing and start narrowing. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A no-cool call is the most common ticket you'll run, and it's also where techs waste the most time guessing. The fix for that is a fixed order of operations. You don't start at the part you suspect. You start at the customer and walk the system in one direction until something doesn't do what it should. The first thing that fails to act is your suspect. Everything after it is innocent until you clear the thing in front of it. This walkthrough gives you that order. Run it the same way every time and the call gets faster, not slower. How it works. Cooling needs three things, and a no-cool is always at least one of them missing. A call the thermostat asking for cool. Power and controls 24 volts making the right things energize. Line voltage feeding the loads, and the refrigeration side actually moving heat with adequate airflow over both coils. Your job is to figure out which of the three broke, and you do it by checking them in the order the system itself uses them. The big mental split, once the unit is trying to run, is power problem vs refrigerant problem. Those two branches have totally different tools and totally different fixes, and you want to commit to one branch before you start pulling panels. In the field, work it top to bottom. Confirm the complaint. Feel the supply air, check the thermostat set point vs room temp, and ask what changed. No cool sometimes means warm air from one register or it runs all day and won't catch up. Those aren't the same call. Set the stat to cool, set point well below room temp, fan on auto. Is anything running at all? Listen and look. Three buckets. Nothing runs. Indoor blower runs but outdoor doesn't, or everything runs but the air isn't cold. Each bucket sends you a different direction. Nothing runs to start at power and the call. Check the disconnect and breaker at the air handler slash furnace and at the condenser. Check for 24 volts across RC at the board. Check the float switch and any door switch. A tripped float from a clogged condensate drain is a classic everything's dead cause people overlook. Blower runs. Outdoor unit dead to you've got a call but the condenser isn't getting it or can't act. Check for 24 volts on the Y circuit at the contactor coil. Got 24 volts and the contactor won't pull in? Suspect the contactor coil or a stuck slash seized issue. No 24 volts at the coil? Walk it back. Stat. Y wire. A safety and series high pressure switch. Low pressure switch. The transformer. Outdoor 24 volts present and contactor pulled in but compressor slash fan still dead to now it's line voltage, capacitor, or the loads themselves. Everything runs. Air isn't cold to now it's a refrigerant or airflow problem and the gauges come out. Before you condemn anything, rule out airflow, dirty filter, plugged evaporator coil, blower not moving air, dirty condenser, a starved or smothered coil mimics low charge. Then read suction and head pressure, superheat and subcool, and the temperature split across the indoor coil. Interpret the readings as a state, not a single number. Low suction plus high superheat plus low head usually means undercharge or a restriction. High head plus high subcool means overcharge or a condenser that can't reject heat. Dirty coil, dead fan, recirculating air. Normalish pressures with a weak split often means an airflow or capacity vs load issue, not a charge issue. Normal values and targets. Ballpark on a healthy R410A system on a moderate day, just so you know when a reading is off. Supply to return temperature split. About 16 to 22 degrees at the air handler under normal humidity. A 6 degrees split screams airflow or low capacity. A 28 degrees split can mean low airflow over the coil. Suction pressure. Roughly 115 to 135 psi, saturation about 38 to 45 degrees. Head pressure. Roughly 350 to 425 psi, with condensing temp landing about 15 to 25 degrees over outdoor ambient. Control voltage. 24 to 28 VLAC across RC. The low about 21 volts and contactors slash relays get unreliable. Numbers move with weather, humidity, and load. Use them to spot what's abnormal. Not as pass slash fail gates. Common faults and what they mean. Float switch open slash clog drain. Kills the whole call. Looks like a dead system. Check it early. Bad run capacitor. Outdoor fan or compressor hums and won't start, or starts and trips. Cheap. Common. Test it before condemning a motor or compressor. Failed contactor, chattering, pitted contacts, or won't pull in even with 24 volts on the coil. Dirty condenser slash dead condenser fan. High head, high subcool, marginal or no cooling on hot days especially. Low charge slash leak, low suction, high superheat, lowish head, long run times, sometimes ice on the suction line. Restriction TXV, filter dryer, kinked liquid line, high superheat with low suction, but the condenser side may look near normal. A temperature drop across the dryer is a tell. Tech tips and gotchas. Decide power branch vs refrigerant branch before you pull the gauges out. Gauges tell you nothing about why a contactor isn't pulling in. Always clear airflow before you touch the charge. More low on refrigerant diagnoses are actually dirty filters and plugged coils than techs admit. If the indoor coil is iced, you can't read accurate pressures. Set fan to on. Kill cooling, let it melt. Fix the airflow or charge cause, then reread. One reading is a data point. A set of readings is a diagnosis. Suction, head, superheat, subcool, and the air split together tell a story no single gauge can. Safety/code notes. Kill and verify power at the disconnect before touching line voltage loads or capacitors. A discharged run cap can still bite. Bleed it. Verify the equipment disconnect/whip is present and within sight of the unit per NEC section 440 requirements. Wear eye protection on the gauges. R410 a liquid can flash free skin and eyes.